Do you understand the purpose of human existence as we enter the new millennium? World News and Prophecy presents an analysis of world affairs and the answers to the great questions of life in light of the Word of God. This program will help you unlock the true meaning behind the events in the Middle East, the global economy, politics, and religion. And now, for World News and Prophecy, Dr. Donald Ward.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's program. If you were going to build a new society, a new world, what would form the foundation of your new world? By foundation, I mean, what would be the one thing that makes your new world work? Remember, the foundation supports the entire structure. So if the foundation fails, then the entire structure falls and crumbles. We're all familiar with the story of Humpty Dumpty who sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Humpty Dumpty sat on an unsure foundation. If you're sitting on a wall, you can fall off in two directions, or you can fall on your face, or you can fall backwards and perhaps still remain on the wall. But when Humpty Dumpty fell, it was disastrous. He could not be put back together. What would you say the societal structure of the United States is built on? Is it built on love and compassion and concern for the welfare of your neighbor? Is it built on the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you? There are people who walk among us who are filled with love and compassion and who try to love their neighbor as themselves. But even these people are helpless to do anything about the foundation that our current Western society is built on. So what is the foundation of the American system? The foundation of our society is money. And he who owns the money supply controls the world. All the world's systems, religion, education, ecology, agriculture, economics, politics, and our culture depends on money to operate it. Most people hardly ever think about economics. Economics has been made into a mysterious system that challenges the money managers, even them, to understand how it really works. René DeLévy describes the world's economic situation in the following terms. Actually, he compares the world's financial structure to a casino. He asks, have you ever been in the casino of Monaco, the one of Marco, or ones of the dozens in Las Vegas? And of course, now casinos have sprung up all over the world. Many are now in the state of Mississippi, and some in Louisiana. He goes on to say, I would never enter just one of them, being still quite normal and having a sense for work. And so I would never throw away salaries out of the window in a casino with the help of governments allowing that crime. But you may still go there and find out what you see is a small-scale model of exactly what represents our world as a whole. All is one huge cash machinery, with always the same few winners, and the rest are always the same losers. That's why some get billions and the rest of the human masses become poorer and poorer. He goes on to say that we could have thousands of models to live on Earth by, but we have taken a decision on a stupid, quote, cash and money world, end of quote. And this world's reality works all the time just according to one simple law of nature. Cash flows and always from the poor to the rich. In fact, the Apostle James writes in James chapter 5 that one of the reasons why God is going to intervene in the end times has to do with the fact that the workers cry out and God begins to hear and answer their prayers and he intervenes. DeLévy then turns his attention to the stock market and describes it. Quote, The money world implies that firms be handled like apples, and to do so, instead of cash, they invented shares, bonds, treasury zeros, hedge funds, and investment crooks. He continues, now the system is such that it must be nature produce deadly bubbles. The system has to produce deadly bubbles by its very nature. In former times, only the richest people were concerned, and or small areas and groups or things such as New Yorkers or real estate and the rest of other markets and countries continue to function. Today, the bubble is worldwide and covering all fields. This means that the next collapse will be total and complete, and it will last for all times. It will be, in fact, the ultimate economic collapse. The major values in banks, insurance, reinsurance, old age, hedge funds, health, and other securities are in paper values handled at money casinos in New York, Tokyo, Chicago, Frankfurt, London, Paris, Zurich, Hong Kong, Singapore, and thus stock exchanges, when they tumble, just about everything tumbles. The world collapse of this casino will produce a loss of values in trillions that will destruct capitalism in a way that not even Karl Marx could have foreseen. And this time also Russia and China will be concerned, and the weak countries like India and the whole of Africa will become even much weaker even than it is today. And Africa is in sad shape today as we see disease and poverty and warlords and all kinds of activities that plague the sons of men across the continent of Africa. On Monday of this week, the markets crashed around the world in Asia and in Europe, losing between 5% and 8% of their value. If you only had $100, that might not sound like much. You would lose $5 or $8. But when you're trading in the millions and the billions, approaching the trillions, 5% is a huge amount of money. Fortunately, U.S. markets were closed Monday in observance of Martin Luther King's birthday. As Federal Reserve officials in the U.S. saw what happened in foreign markets around the world on Monday, it acted preemptively and called an emergency meeting of the directors. And by a vote of 8-1, they agreed to lower interest rates by 3/4 of a point, bringing the prime rate down to 3 3/4%. Most people don't understand that the so-called Federal Reserve is a consortium of privately owned banks. About the only thing federal about the Federal Reserve is that the President of the United States nominates the chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve, and then that nomination must be confirmed by the Senate. The government and member banks borrow from the Federal Reserve and then must pay interest on the money they borrow. Nearly all the money in the United States, except for coins, is borrowed into circulation. That's why you hear about the interest on the national debt. The bank charges you more interest on the money that you borrow than what they pay to the Federal Reserve. But a lot of banks had done what they call subprime lending, and then as various borrowers began to have to default on their loans, this has caused a tremendous chaos in the banking system that has reached around the world. Upon opening on Tuesday, U.S. markets fell 500 points and then recovered to a loss of about 150 points. But if the Federal Reserve had not taken the steps that it had taken and lowered the prime rate by 3/4% down to 3.75, the losses would probably have been much greater. So it seems that the bubble was resuscitated temporarily, and although crippled, it is still breathing. We haven't yet reached the status of Humpty Dumpty's great fall, but we're teetering on the edge of the wall, and the wall becomes thinner with each passing day. How did we come to the place that we live and die based on the money on hand? In ancient times, economics was quite simple. Goods were traded, and there was no medium of exchange except the goods themselves. You traded a bushel of corn, maybe for a bushel of potatoes, or whatever goods you might be trading. But over time, a medium of exchange was developed that enabled trade to take place in distant places without actually exchanging goods. Over the centuries, gold and silver became the principal mediums of exchange. Gold and silver had value, inherent value. But it was difficult to transport gold and silver, and there's only so much gold and silver on the earth, so man came up with the idea of printing money backed by gold. In other words, a dollar would be backed by, say, let's say a third of the value would be in gold. In other words, for every dollar printed, there would be a certain amount of gold held in reserve to back the paper money. But in 1971, President Richard Nixon removed the gold from backing the dollar, ending the predominance of gold in the international monetary system. Now, of course, gold is still very much traded on the world markets, and some countries still have vast hoards of gold. Now the world's financial system is a house of cards, a confidence game, because the money that you have or I have in the bank is an electronic entry on a computer hard drive. Billions of dollars are electronically transferred around the world on a daily basis. Hear it again, electronically transferred around the world. The dollars don't actually change hands physically. It is an electric entry. So no actual dollars were transferred, just entries on a ledger of the hard drive. You can go to the bank and ask for your balance, and they will call up your account on the computer and print you a statement. Your statement reflects what the ledger on the hard drive reads. So it is a big confidence game. U.S. financial institutions have now come to the point that they cannot borrow or beg enough money to cover their losses in the so-called subprime lending schemes that have taken place and the resulting defaults. They have now had to go to China and the oil-rich Arab countries in an attempt to borrow and beg enough money to cover their bad debts. And America has become the greatest debtor nation on the face of the earth. And China and the Arab countries come to their rescue and bail them out and lend them billions of dollars. Why? The reason is that if the U.S. economy collapses, the whole house of cards come crashing down and the whole world goes into recession, or worse yet, long-term depression. When we come back for the next segment of our program, we'll continue to explore a question of choosing. Will you choose money or will you choose the rock? If you would really like to understand what is going on in our world, then you need to subscribe to the Good News Magazine, a magazine of understanding that addresses the issues of the day. Addresses them from many different perspectives and also from a biblical perspective. Also, you need to call for our free booklet on The Road to Eternal Life and the booklet The Church That Jesus Built. We will send you a free subscription to the Good News Magazine and the booklet The Road to Eternal Life and The Church That Jesus Built. Free of charge. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, No one will call on you, and there will be no follow-up. These publications will help you understand what is going on in the world today and help you get on the path in which you can make the right choices.